show, huh?
Today's hottest music.
You feel possessed by amorous intent. May I suggest that you suppress it?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
They've been together a while. I think it's time for them to have a baby.
It'll look like Josh Duhamel and a cat. You know.
I don't think Fergie looked like that when she was born.
No, but she kind of does now.
Thanks to plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the baby would have
the lion
plastic
face
surgery.
You don't inherit modifications?
No, you don't inherit modifications. Can you imagine then what Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers get to look like if they inherited modifications?
The boys would have boobs. That'd be terrible.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Do I stress you out? My sweater is on backwards and inside out, and you say,
how a pro fan.
My wife just recorded her, like, Guitar Center sessions.
Yeah?
I'm not sure I want to watch it.
Okay.
She looks like she might be angry still. Anyway, morning. It's 7:08. We have got some tickets to give away for the Laugh for Youth.
Yes, we do.
That's happening at the O'Gorman campus.
Yes.
Which is not a college. It's a high school.
It is a high school, but they have a campus.
Yeah, they do have a campus. So we got those to give away here coming up a little bit later this morning. There was a little sort of kind of study done on Craigslist misconnections to determine where you're most likely to have one of these happen from which states. If you don't know what the misconnections are, we've done them before.
Yes.
Where we read one and, you know, they sort of kind of sound something. You got yours ready?
I have mine ready.
Okay. They sound like this.
You came into the frying pan with your kid. I was the waitress. Tell me the extra item I brought to the table. We made eye contact in a sexy way. Even when you paid your discounted bill.
Yeah, that's crazy to make eye contact with your server.
In a sexy way.
In a sexy way. Yeah. Or it also may sound something like this. Watch the Broncos lose with you. You wanted the band to play Jessica by the Allman Brothers. I thought you were hot, but I didn't want to be that guy. I didn't know who you were with, etc. I would like to see you again and be friends, maybe more. I'm going to go out on a limb and say her name's Jessica.
It might be.
Because the only people who request Jessica to be played by a band are women named Jessica.
It's very possible.
Or Melissa by the Allman Brothers.
I like
women
that
named
song.
Melissa. Yeah. Imagine that.
It's a good song.
So if you add up all of the missed connections, the most likely place you are to go to have one of these misconnections in the country is Walmart.
Yay.
Yeah, 15
so
states.
I know where I gotta go.
15 states have Walmart. The 15 are Idaho, Montana, New Mexico, Texas, Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, Tennessee, North Carolina, West Virginia, Ohio, and
South Dakota.
That's where we get our misconnections.
However, I didn't really see any from there when I was looking through the list.
Minnesota, you're going to be in a grocery store or supermarket.
Oh, Minnesota. What about North Dakota?
North Dakota, bar.
Ah. Well, there's no other place really to go in North Dakota other than a bar or a grocery store.
Over in Iowa.
Don't make me laugh.
It's also a grocery store, supermarket, or superstore.
What about Nebraska?
I don't know. I forgot about Nebraska. I forgot to bold them.
Did you see what Kansas was?
No.
McDonald's.
Oh, I was looking around the map. The other two that really kind of struck me weird were Indiana at home and in Georgia, the car.
How do you have a misconnection at home?
I don't know.
Like, that's you're at home.
That's a very bad marriage.
It's something is weird going on here.
Very, very strange, yeah. We've got news coming up next. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mal, 721. It is going to be better today. 20 the high, 4 below now. The internet quote of the day, Mal, is...
I'm not great at advice. Can I interest you in a sarcastic comment?
So we've got the Laugh for Youth tickets to give away here in just a little bit. Okay, you know, like, biggest song right now is Thrift Shop by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
Definitely, and they're coming here.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket.
Yep.
Do you know what popping tags means?
I do not. I would assume that it would mean taking off tags.
No.
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 Okay, what does it mean?
It is a verb, of course. And it means to wear new clothing every day.
Oh, interesting. I wish I could wear new clothing
every
day.
So if you're going to pop tags, you better be shopping at a thrift shop.
That makes sense.
Because you only got $20 in your pocket.
Right. Okay. Yeah, because you could wear, like, they're new to you clothes every day.
Yeah.
You went to the thrift shop.
They're not new to the world, but they're new to me.
Right. All right. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Good stuff to know.
Now you know what popping tags means.
I had no idea.
You learned something today. So now, before Facebook, I think we all kind of suspected that occasionally a disgruntled fast food worker was maybe screwing with our food.
Okay.
Well, now we know that some of them are, for sure.
Uh-oh.
Over the weekend, a KFC employee in Johnson City, Tennessee, posted a photo on Facebook of herself at work. She posted it herself.
Okay.
Licking the top of a large tray of mashed potatoes. KFC says that those potatoes were never served to customers, but that's not really the point. The photo kind of makes you question, you know, if you've ever gotten licked potatoes.
Wow.
Yeah. The employee was fired, by the way.
I'd hope so.
And KFC's corporate office says they sent a quality assurance team to the location to, quote, reinforce and retrain employees on KFC's high operating standards.
Good. Wow.
Now, as gross as that is,
yeah,
there's one or two customers that kind of deserve it. You know? Now, to go licking the whole tray, no, not cool. But, you know, if someone is maybe at the drive-thru and they're not paying attention when you start talking to them,
okay,
and they're still texting on their phone, or maybe they decided to bring an entire busload of kids through the drive-thru.
Yeah.
You know, maybe after the 17 orders at the drive-thru, maybe, you know, yeah.
Gross. No. No.
I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying I understand.
No.
I'm not condoning it. I just understand.
Mm-mm.
Or maybe the guy who wants a liter of cola.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Positive.
You've never been in a restaurant where you thought there was another customer that maybe deserved a little licked potato?
Oh, trust me. I've worked in that whole industry, and some people deserved something like that.
Yeah.
But no, I did not ever do that.
Okay. I'm not asking if you did it.
I know, but I never thought that, like, I wouldn't actually do it.
Again, I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying I understand.
No.
We got tickets for Laugh for Youth. Couple of very funny comedians going to be at O'Gorman on Saturday night. And if you want to go, we got a pair of tickets for you right now. 361-557, caller 10, they belong to you.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, 739, Andy and Mel. We got to get you a number to crack the vault. Do we have a number?
Yes.
We do? I didn't. Oh, there
22.
It is. 22 is the number. I had to hit refresh. My bad. 22 is the number today. Know all three numbers on Friday, and you will win a $50 party tab to the vault. So, if you saw our Facebook this morning, I found a photo yesterday that made me laugh really, really hard. And it was on Quick Meme, and I couldn't help myself, so I just changed the caption on it slightly. And it's, just go look at it.
Yeah.
But anyway, big hairy bearded guy. Is this awkward first thing in the morning? One of the comments on there, though, and the guy
There's
has
a couple
like,
good ones.
The guy has, he's standing there looking down, and there's another guy with his hairy legs like up on his shoulders. And Dana commented, "You have some hairy legs, Andy."
That's probably my favorite comment.
The one under it is pretty good, though, too. I think Mrs. Claus needs to shave her legs. Because he does kind of look like Santa.
What was that one about washing their brain or something like that?
Where was that one? Going to scrub my brain and get that picture out of there. But speaking of beards, a new study out of Australia has found the secret to being healthy is a big, sexy beard.
What?
Beards help you take in 30% fewer UV rays. They trap allergens that can cause asthma attacks, and they keep your skin moisturized. And they keep your neck temperature up, too. That helps you fight off colds. I'm not saying women should get beards.
Right.
For this reason.
No, I wasn't shaking my head.
That's why you guys have scarves.
Yes.
We have a built-in scarf.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just don't like big old beards on guys.
Well, get used to it. It's the wave of the future.
No. Yep. Stop it.
I'm going to bring mine back.
Please don't. Oh, my God. That would not be bringing sexy back by any means.
No, it's bringing the beard back.
Yeah, don't.
There was.
I hate No Shave November.
There's a really weird song called by a band called The Beards.
Oh, good.
And it's called Got Me a Beard.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Okay, can't wait.
If it'll play, it's not going to. So never mind.
Why won't it play?
I don't know.
Oh.
Probably because Shockwave is not responding.
Stupid.
Thank you,
Shockwave. Oh my God, I want to kick Shockwave someplace where he can't say.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah, love me some Shockwave.
Mm.
Okay, so while I was in Rapid last weekend, I forgot about this story. This was terribly funny.
Oh boy.
Was talking to one of my buddies. I'm not going to say which one.
Okay.
And one night this past summer, they were, a buddy of his called him up and said, "Hey, you want to go go-karting?" "Oh, yeah, sure. Let's go.
Fun."
And he's like, "Hang on, got to ask my wife first." So he goes and asks his wife. His wife instantly starts crying.
Oh, boy.
And right as she starts crying, then he starts to observe what's around him. Big, elaborate meal she's in the middle of preparing. Table is all set, all nice. Couple of candles.
Oh.
It was their anniversary.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. No.
Yeah.
So he not only just forgot about it.
Yeah.
But now he wants to go go-karting.
Well, he did not persist with the go-karting.
I would hope not.
No. But.
Oh, my gosh.
I still find it a little. I mean.
How are you guys so oblivious to these things? I just don't get it. I am just so baffled by that.
If you ask me what my anniversary is, I will always know the answer.
I know, but you're a date savant.
September 7th, 2007. But if you ask me that question on September 7th, I might not realize that that's the day. I don't understand how it happens. We kind of talked about this the other day.
I know, and I just don't understand it. I mean, seriously, it is so easy. You can put it in your phone. You can put it in your computer. They can pop up all kinds of things that say, Facebook even tells you.
I know.
Today is your anniversary.
Guys don't always check Facebook every 20 minutes like women do, though.
Well, maybe they should check it every day, at least in the morning, in case there's something specific they need to know about.
You should check your Facebook every day, just like you should brush your teeth and take a shower.
It's a good idea.
Uh-huh. But it's a painfully stupid thing to do. I don't know how you miss that, like, that far in, you know?
Yeah. Like,
I mean, he'd been home for a while, you know, the food had been cooking.
Yeah.
I mean, when I come home, if Crystal's have been cooking, I notice the smell right away.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, anything I was planning on doing kind of goes out the window.
Yeah, because you're like, no, I'm hungry.
But
smells good.
If you're a guy who screwed it up, or the wife or girlfriend of someone who screwed something up like this, please let us know what they did to instantly turn into a completely insensitive moron. 361-555-7, email or text am@hot1047.com.
The Hot Morning
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:53, up to 20 today. 4 below right now. And we were talking about this buddy of mine who made the committed the ultimate sin. He totally and completely forgot about his anniversary.
While his wife is cooking an anniversary
dinner. A nice
dinner.
Anniversary dinner with unlit candles, but candles on the table. Well, he asks, hey, can I go go-karting with my buddy?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I didn't quite register with him.
What a jerk face.
But after she started crying, it did. Now,
I would have.
It wouldn't be so hard.
Junk punch him.
It wouldn't be so hard for us to get a reminder from you as well. You know,
we should have to remind you for real.
Like, wake up in the morning. Happy anniversary. Then we wouldn't forget.
We really have to do that.
Holly's on the phone. How are you, Holly?
Good. How are you?
Good. So what did he do?
It's not actually an anniversary story. It's a birthday story. A few years ago, when I was married, I divorced him, but he totally forgot it was my birthday. Went out to a bar, was there all day watching football. He came home. As soon as he came home, he realized something was wrong, but by then it was too late. He didn't come home until like 8 o'clock at night.
Oh, you're kidding.
And drunk, I'm guessing.
What's that?
And drunk, I'm guessing.
No, he actually doesn't drink. But
oh.
He was at the bar all day, totally forgetting it was my birthday.
That's horrible.
That is awful. The whole day.
But it's Sunday. I'm not saying I agree or say it's okay. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying I understand because it's football day. It's a Sunday. I know it's your birthday and it was not cool. But I understand where his head was and how horrible he felt afterwards.
Oh, man.
That's
did he,
all I'm
well, did
saying.
Did he at least feel horrible? Like, did he feel really bad?
He felt really bad and he tried to make it up to me, but something like that, you just don't forget.
Yeah.
And wow. Women never forget anything. And
well, I woke up the next morning with a dozen roses and a balloon that said I'm sorry and a card. And like, well, the damage is already done. You already forgot.
Oops. Thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, no problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that's a bummer. I got a email here that said he forgot our one-year dating anniversary. Mel is right. It's 2013, people. How do you forget?
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Hold on. Dating anniversary?
Yeah, that's still an anniversary. When you're not married, you would still celebrate your dating anniversary.
Okay.
It's not that hard, though.
Don't forget to get a promise ring either, guys.
Yeah, don't forget.
Yeah. It's really important to promise to marry someone. It's very important. I don't see why we can't get a reminder, though.
I don't see why you can't remind yourself.
Why you insist on waiting all day to see if we remember. It's like you're waiting for us to slip up. Look, it's like we're constantly in this state of entrapment where it's just... We're just going to let
why don't
screw
you just
up.
Why don't you just impress us and remember on your own? We should not have to remind you. There are several ways that you can remember this stuff that is going on. Seriously, you have a smartphone. You know, you're a date savant, so I know you're not going to usually forget the date.
No.
Like you said, you might forget
on the date.
It's actually the day of. But you are very, very much into using your smartphone and your computers and all the electronic devices.
Uh-huh.
There's no reason why you can't have a big pop up on your computer and say, hello, today's your anniversary.
But I got hung up on the related videos on YouTube.
No excuses. You have plenty of time to do this.
Why do women insist on waiting to catch us?
Because we know you're going to screw up.
So
we
why
shouldn't
not?
Have to remind you. We want you to impress us.
Okay.
Why can't you
That's
just
our
impress
job
us?
In life is to impress you for
yes.
the rest of our lives. Okay.
Yes. Duh.
Where is my shovel?
Impress us.
Oh, here it is under my high heels. I'll take care of that later.
You're wearing some high heels today?
No, they're the ones from like 2 years ago. Anyway, more of your calls and texts coming up. 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. It's 7:58, hot104.7.
Hot1047.com.